The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, what I learned from the Sunday Business Show is sometimes unbelievable. And one of the things is that Niall Horan, he of One Direction, has 35 million followers on Twitter. And why, you may ask, am I mentioning him? Well, I have learnt that Niall is backing a new messaging app called Mingo Messenger. Mingo has already been downloaded 50,000 times across 93 countries and has been backed by Enterprise Ireland. And Joe and Dee Arthur are the co-founders of Mingo Messenger, and they are joining us now in and Team SBS. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Colin.
Dee, you are going to tell me all about Mingo Messenger and what it is and what it's not.
Yes, well, Mingo Messenger is a multi-channel messenger.
What does that mean?
It combines all your messaging channels into one location, into a single feed. So it's contract-centric is the main thing. And it allows you to send and receive messages. And just simplifies the whole messaging.
And why would I want it? If I'm on, as I frequently do, I'm on Twitter, I really don't want to be on anything else because I'm choosing. It's like, you know, today I'm on a bicycle, tomorrow I'm in a car.
Yes, and I understand that point, Colonel. But there's an awful lot of people who are on various different messaging channels and they have quite a lot of to and fro and hopping between different channels and checking in and out. So it really is a simplifier. It simplifies messaging right down and saves time and just makes life easier, really.
Is that not available already anyway? Because doesn't if I go onto my phone, it asks me, do I want to share my contacts and all that kind of stuff? Is that not already done?
Yes, but with Mingo, it's I suppose the main specific thing with it is that it's contact-centric. And that's the main thing. It's a single feed to all the messages coming in and going out.
But if I, again, I say, if my phone says, because it frequently doesn't, I always say, no, do I want to share my contacts? Does that not do the same thing?
Not really, no.
Okay.
What our app, like if you were on Facebook Messenger and then you're on Twitter Messenger, then you're on Slack, you're on Skype, you're on all these different apps and you have people that you're connected to and you're checking messages across all those platforms. Mm-hmm. All we do is we pull all those chat channels into one single feed under a person's name. Now, we don't interfere with your Twitter experience and the news feed. We don't do the same with Facebook, the same with all the other channels. We don't interfere with that. All we do is pull in the text messaging component and simplify it, and everything is linked under the contact's name. So in your case, Conal, I'd have your Twitter messages linked with your Skype messages, linked with your Facebook messages, so it's all single, one single feed, saving you time and not having you to jump from app to app to app. And a lot of the time people miss messages. They end up that there's messages where you got a piece of information, an email address, a telephone number, and you wonder, where did he send it? Did he put it into WhatsApp?
I do agree with that now because I have, and I have had that experience, let us say. So, okay, you've converted me on that one.
Okay.
So, Enterprise Ireland is backing you. So Enterprise, you must be doing something, right?
Well, Enterprise Ireland have backed the messaging component of the app. Now, we launched the cryptocurrency component, which they're
This is where I have to start saying, oh, God.
Yeah, well, in simple terms, the way we were looking at day one, when we launched this whole concept 2 years ago, or over 2 years ago, we were looking at how we could add value to the app itself. And the whole idea of being able to text someone money was something that caught our attention. And we started looking at cryptocurrency.
Do you have kids?
Yes.
You're actually barking up the wrong tree. This is going to make my life even more miserable.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've kids too. We've four kids. And we've two, teenagers.
So transferring money, making it easier. N-O.
No. Well, that's the whole idea. And we're currently running a pre-sale or pre-ICO at the minute where people can participate and be part of the journey.
Okay, let me challenge you on this one, because certainly using my bank, I can transfer money in 2.5 seconds to the kids, unfortunately, and they know that.
Okay.
And Dad, where's my money?
That's all true. But here's the other component of that.
So what are you doing that's different?
Well, we're using cryptocurrency, which means straight away it's global. We can send, like, through our app, when we have all the components built in, which we anticipate in early next year, you can download the app, and built into it is a cryptocurrency wallet and an exchange and a very simple mechanism whereby I can text money to anyone anywhere in the world through the wallet and through the app, and they receive it literally almost instantaneously. That's the key component of it.
And that is Mingo Coin.
Mingo Coin.
I love the name. What is Mingo? Where does Mingo come from?
Well, that was...
it was quite a to and fro with the name, actually, at the start. Quite a long time, and different surveys, and in and out of different schools, and different age brackets, in and out of people's work environment, shopping centres and stuff. And the feedback that came back was that Mingo came out on tops.
Okay. Yeah.
Above all the other names.
Yeah. Yeah. We
started out with 67 different names, I think, and we whittled it down to 10. Then we developed logos for each of those. We went back out and did further research, stood in shopping centres, we said. We did colleges. We sent out online surveys.
Oh, you took it seriously. I recommend to people to lock themselves into a room with a bottle of wine and then only come up with something just as good.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah.
Where are you going to bring Mingo? And where is Niall Horan going to bring Mingo, more importantly?
We have a huge team of people put together. Like, this is a 2.5-year journey. And a lot of times when companies, there's a lot of kind of uncertainty in the marketplace at the minute around cryptocurrencies, because there's
sceptics like me.
There's sceptics like you, but there's a lot of other sceptics out there, and they're unsure what it is and what it's about. And obviously there's other individuals who are capitalising on that, but we've put a very strong team right down for our chairman, Fran Rooney, Ray Walsh.
Oh, yeah, Fran Rooney, I didn't know that, yeah.
Yeah, Fran Rooney is the chairman of the company. We brought him on board earlier in the year. Niall's on board as well as our global brand ambassador. We have two Microsoft gentlemen. We have two lecturers in colleges here who are on. Ray Walsh is on the National Standards Authority. He's a whole range of different accolades, and our goal is to create something really long term that is regulated, it's managed, and we bring value to the users. So
with transparency running through the whole from start to,
and funded by Enterprise Ireland, you did say, but do you need further funding?
That's what we're doing at the minute. We're doing a fundraising run right now through what's called an initial coin offering, where people have the opportunity to pre-purchase our coin before it goes active and live on the exchanges early next year.
Well, you have about 30 seconds that you better tell the world, the listeners of the Sunday Business Show, how they can participate if they so wish to do so. But please take professional advice, is all I'll say.
Absolutely, and we would highly recommend that. So if you go to mingocoin.com, you will get all the details.
M-I-N-G-O, mingocoin.com.
All the details are there. The full outline of the team behind the company are there, and also how they can participate. There's a short video there that outlines how you participate if you are already involved in the cryptocurrency industry. If you don't, you can send an email to presale, P-R-E-S-A-L-E, at mingocoin.com, and we'll respond back to you and take you step by step through the process.
And you're only trying to raise a mere 2 million?
2 million.
Well, fair play. When you raise your 2 million, please come back and talk to Team SPS, will you?
I will. We'd love to.
As we say, we celebrate people's success, so hopefully you will be very successful with that. It's a great idea. And then Niall Horan, should I say, he is always very welcome to come in and have a chat with us as well.
I'd say
35 million followers. If he wants to tweet Team SPS, we'd love it. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.